Inside Speedway is brought to you by P1 Australia and by Speedway Classics Magazine, on sale now. From the dirt tracks across Australia, welcome to Inside Speedway with Dennis Newlin and Craig Revell.
It's always a great pleasure to have on the show Dennis Newlin. And Dennis, we're into 2023, and what a year it started out to be. Great racing across the country, and Speedway Classics got many, many people through a Christmas period once again. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Dennis Newlin.
Thank you very much, Craig. It's always great to be on your program. And thanks for the kind words about Speedway Classics magazine, available at all news agents around Australia, I might add. But yeah, look, on the racing side of it, yes, a fabulous time of the year. Whether you're a bike fan, a car fan, there's plenty of tremendous action at a track not too far away from you. And we've seen some bumper crowds. That's particularly pleasing. We've seen a new Australian solo champion crowned. We are anticipating a very big entry list for the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic at Warrnambool, one of the really, really iconic events on the Australian Sprint Car calendar. So, yes, there's a lot happening, Craig. There's no doubt about it.
Let's start with the Australian Speedway Championship. Of course, 2023 is a seminal year in Speedway, particularly for the two-wheel fans, because that is 100 years since out. Yeah. And I think if my memory is right, I am completely going by memory, that out in Maitland, the first Speedway event was held.
Yes, the history of Australian Speedway racing, Johnny S. Hoskins, of course, 15th of December 1923, it all started at the West Maitland Showground. And, of course, bike racing then progressed around Australia and ultimately to England in 1928. And, Craig, as they say, the rest is history.
And, of course, one of the great pieces of history is the Australian Speedway, the senior solo championships, which this year, because of floods, and I don't know if you saw some of the photos of what the Majura track was like, but it looked like an island of Speedway in amongst all the water that had been around there. So it was curtailed by one round, but Jack Holder taking his first Australian solo championship. And congratulations to our youngest and newest world Speedway champion in the 2023 season.
Yep. Yeah. Look, I'm delighted for Jack, because Chris Holder, as we know, five-time Australian solo champion and a man who won honours in the 2012 World Speedway Championship. And of course, Jack being a FIM gold medalist with the World Team Cup for Australia. Tremendous. But you know, it's again, these races and these rounds, it doesn't matter whether it's cars or bikes, it's all about consistency. And Jason Doyle, the 2017 World Speedway champion, looked to be odds-on favourite.